Good morning, Houston, FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kathy Cloud, a co-owner with her husband, Steve, with M. Frank Higgins up in Connecticut. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to catch you. You're actually on the road. I want to talk briefly about that. You went to the Kentucky Derby. Is that your first time you've been?
First time, bucket list trip. Was absolutely fantastic.
Did you win any money?
I'm not sure I should answer that question, but so put it this way, yes. We did win money in the Derby race, which was great, but so overall we didn't lose too much for the whole weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you win in an off year, because normally Churchill Downs brings in about 150,000 people. They just packed that place out, and I think what they reduced it, roughly about 60,000 people there.
You know? Yes, and I don't know what it was like when it's full, but it was great because some people say it was probably a better experience because we didn't have to fight the crowds as much.
Did you have any mint juleps?
Oh, maybe one or two.
Okay. So you're taking a road trip. After that, you went down to Birmingham for an event with Chernox, right?
Yeah, that's right. We were invited by Thomas Trissell to come down. And first, we were in Florence and had a nice educational seminar about Chernox products, as well as Kubritz that he's also brought in.
Yeah.
And then he treated us all to Birmingham and did a little bit of racing at Barber Motorsports and raced Porsches yesterday.
How about that? So you actually got on one of those Porsche tracks. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was really fantastic. Dealers from all over the country were there, so it was really a nice little group of about 25. It was perfect.
All right. Well, tell us, how's business up in Connecticut?
Well, business is climbing back in Connecticut. Connecticut itself is still relatively slow just because it's not growing as much as other places around the country. But we're seeing things come back, especially starting second quarter of 2021. We're really busy. A lot of our projects that were put on hold from the Department of Public Health and Healthcare during 2020 are now allowed to kind of get going. So we have some of that work, at least, that was already booked, still starting back up. It still does remain to be seen, though, about the hospital budget. But we're in talks with some of our large clients about what their budgets, and they're keeping us in line. But there's still a little bit of questions about that, about what's going to be able to be done.
All right. So as we look back on 20 versus a normal year for you guys, how much as a percentage were you down last year?
We're about 20% down last year. But the good news for us was that at least we weren't shut down by our state.
Yeah.
We were considered essential business. We kept all of our guys going. We were fortunate to get a PPP loan as well.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to lay anybody off. So that was good, and our people appreciated that. And we kind of just made it through and did the best we could. Going into 2021 was our largest backlog because we had all the work that was suspended, and so that was good. But in general, we're seeing it pick up. We're looking forward to going forward. We were not heavy focused in corporate, so that was probably a good thing in 2020, that we were big education, and of course healthcare was a little down, and that we also do multifamily, so that was been and continues to be pretty prominent. We were actually very fortunate. We thought, well, what do we do for 2020? Let's even ramp up even more. We're big in education, but we really wanted to put more time and energy even in education during 2020.
Yeah.
So we were fortunate to get more install training, and so we became an install warranty contractor during 2020. So that was very good. That's a great thing to have that more qualified labor, even more so. As well as ARDEX, we did some more training with that. Now we're a level master elite in ARDEX. So we tried to do what we could to beef up our education for our installers.
All right, let me fill in a couple of gaps here. You are a commercial flooring contractor based out of Hartford, Connecticut. You're a StarNet member. As a matter of fact, your husband, Steve, is co-chairman of StarNet. So you're active in that organization, and you do more hospital and education work. And one of the things that I think you were mentioning is that you've expanded geographically during this to pick up more business, right?
That's right. We've always done a lot of work in Massachusetts as well, especially, more west of Boston. They're really focused on they have a ton of education projects coming out. It was kind of Western Mass's time to have a lot of that, a lot of money behind a lot of big educational projects. So that's been good. And our son lives in the southern part of the state of Connecticut, who's also in our business.
Yeah.
He's on the vendor committee for StarNet. And actually, I run the specifier business development committee for StarNet. So we're all kind of drinking the Kool-Aid there, StarNet, and we really like it. He's been doing a great job of also expanding into New York, Westchester County as well. So we're really trying to expand out our reach just because Connecticut is a little slow.
Well, when I first called you before we started running this tape, I asked you how's business, and you said it's roaring back. So, I talked to Dave Meeberg earlier this week. Since he has so much more corporate and he's in the city, his outlook is a bit more conservative. You're thinking the things are going to be back to normal probably in the second half, right?
Yes, definitely the second half. And then even we think it's going to be strong going into 2022. We're real hopeful for that. That's what the we're seeing, what the trends are seeing. It was funny because we were really trying to gain more corporate work, you know, prior to the pandemic. Yeah. And hopefully that will come back and we can get, because our goal, one of our goals is to also get more direct work with and directly with end users. Mm-hmm. As well as we do have a GC, great relationships with our GCs, but we all like to get some more direct work for, you know, for yeah. corporations and direct end users.
Now, you mentioned Install, which is a union organization. So are you union? Mm-hmm. How do you set up yourself?
So we are a signatory. We're in the union, the Carpenters Union. We also have ceramic tile with the bricklayers. We do have a floor care division now in the services division. So, of course, that didn't have a union component to it. So, and that's been really a great complement in that business, because it also had, besides restoration services, it also had disinfection services as well as floor care. So we doubled that business in 2020.
Oh, so that's another areas where you've backfilled then, because you've been able to go in and do the disinfecting. Gotcha.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Right now, pretty much in 2020, we mostly focused on our current clients, yeah. you know, our general contractors that needed it. And now we're really trying to focus in 2021 on that, getting new business that we've never done before, uh-huh. other areas that we haven't focused on. And so that's been working well. So we're hoping to see that even grow even further.
All right. And so on the job sites in Connecticut, are you having still wear masks?
Yes, we do still wear masks on the job site. You know, in Connecticut, many in our company are already fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
Our total office is. I signed up our company early on because we work in hospitals. We were in that earlier side than most in Connecticut. Also, I think it's been a little bit ahead of the curve around the country
yeah.
on vaccinations. So that's been good, but still the same procedures. You know, until they yeah. decide otherwise.
All
but
right.
Connecticut's slated to open up fully May 19th. They haven't made the determination on masks as of yet, you know, as far as being required. But, you know, we're looking forward to that, you know, full open.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Well, it's great to catch up with you again, but talking to Kathy Cloud,
yeah.
a co-owner of M. Frank Higgins, a commercial contractor based in Hartford, Connecticut. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLE.net.